After Angela left, Shirley remained in the hallway, feeling the familiar conflict. Her father's connections, her mother's media platform, for once, the Towers family influence could be used for something meaningful. Her phone buzzed. A text from Minnie, family dinner tonight. 7 p.m. Mandatory. Your father insists. Shirley grimaced. She texted back, I'll be there. But I'm not changing clothes. Minnie's response came immediately, of course not. That would require you to compromise, and we know that's impossible. Shirley smiled despite herself. At least her mother was honest about their dynamic. By 7 p.m., all six members of the Towers family had assembled in the formal dining room. Patricia and her staff had prepared a beautiful meal, herb-crusted salmon, roasted vegetables, and various side dishes. Robert sat at the head of the table, Minnie at the opposite end. Virginia and Shirley flanked one side, Dorothy and Barbara the other. The arrangement felt more like opposing armies at a negotiation than a family gathering. Barbara Towers, 18 with long dark hair partially hiding her face, wore an oversized sweater and looked particularly uncomfortable. Thank you all for being here, Robert began. I know everyone's busy, but I think we need to actually talk to each other. Without distractions, without agendas. Just. Be a family. Minnie's TV voice was firmly in place. So, Virginia, tell us about the wedding plans. Have you and James made any decisions? Virginia exchanged a glance with her father. Actually, yes. James and I have decided on the Huntington Botanical Gardens. 300 guests maximum. We're working with a planner who specializes in intimate, elegant events. Minnie's fork paused midway to her mouth. Virginia, we discussed this. Your father's business relationships can survive not being invited to my wedding, Virginia interrupted. Mom, I appreciate your concerns, but James and I are clear about what we want. This is our marriage, our beginning. We want it to feel authentic to who we are, not like a corporate obligation. Shirley raised her glass. Here, here. Finally, someone in this family willing to prioritize meaning over optics. Minnie's composure cracked. That's not fair. Everything your father and I have built has been for this family. The opportunities you've all had, the education, the resources, the doors that opened for you, those things didn't happen by accident. They happened because we understood that success requires strategic thinking. And sacrifice, Robert added quietly. Your mother's right. Building what we built required making choices. Sometimes difficult ones. Dorothy, who'd been quiet until now, spoke up. But at what cost? When's the last time we actually enjoyed being together, instead of treating family time like another obligation to check off a list? The table fell silent. Barbara pushed food around her plate, not eating. Dorothy noticed, exchanging a concerned glance with her father. Barbara, you've been quiet, Robert said gently. How are you doing? With everything, graduation coming up, college decisions. Barbara looked up, startled to be addressed directly. I'm fine. You don't look fine, Dorothy said softly. You look exhausted. Are you sleeping okay? Oh my God, can everyone stop analyzing me? Barbara said suddenly, her voice loud. I said I'm fine. Barbara's outburst surprised everyone. Minnie leaned forward. Sweetheart, we're just concerned. If something's bothering you, Barbara's voice broke. But maybe we lost something in the process. Maybe we forgot that the whole point of success is supposed to be creating good lives, not just impressive resumes.